Absolutely, down in the Ebor GAA and just beyond that in the Mullagerry Banks and Ross's Athletic Club hosting the Donegal Novice, as you say, and indeed the Uneven Championships. A big, big, big crowd, and indeed the crowd was, I mean, obviously swelled by the fact that that quarter-final of the Ladies GAA Ulster Championship is on as well. So a small area in the Rosses welcoming probably hundreds and maybe thousands of people to two different sporting occasions. But my main focus today was obviously the Donegal Novice Championships. And they opened the programme at 11 o'clock, brought forward obviously because of the football match. And we had a clear, clear winner in the women's. Natasha Kelly from Finn Valley winning it. Got a way, way, way clear after in the second lap. And, you know, she really had a strong performance. Elaine Connor of Lifford-Strabane was second. And Emer Wiseman of Letterkenny was third. That's winning Finn Valley team. Finn Valley winning the team with 19 points to Ross's 44, winning that silver medals. Ross is winning the silver medals on countback against Lifford-Strabane, both of them on 44. So Finn Valley the clear winners. That was Natasha Kelly. That was Bridgine Murray, Bridgine Dolan. She is now Lavina Merritt and Joanne Campbell. So well done to them. And then very, very, very quickly afterwards, we had the men's novice. This is the 50th. Occasion this event has been held. The first ever Donegal Novice Cross Country Championship was held 50 years ago this month back in Glenties on at that particular time. So still celebrating 50 years. And the winner from the Carrigart Downings area running for Finn Valley, John McFadden, he was first. Shea Carlin of Finn Valley was second. And Martin Cunningham of Tyrconnell was third. The team again going to Finn Valley. So Finn Valley doing the double here today with 17 points. They had a really, really strong team. Putting about five or six men in the top seven or eight, so very strong performance. Finn Valley winning it from Milford, in fact, and the Rosses third. That's the way I have it here. And then we had the other Finn Valley boys there. Of course, you had McFadden, you had Carlin, you had Barry Gallagher, who's continuing to show improved form, and you had Brian McRae. So well done to them. So that was the opportunity then for the underage athletes. And excuse me. The under 11 girls, a clear winner there was Cliona McBride of Cranford, Finn Valley winning the team. Then moving on to the 11 boys, it was Leighton Green of Letterkenny Athletic Club. The Rosses winning the team there from Finn Valley. Then the under 13 girls was a one from Mia Fletcher, again at Cranford Athletic Club. She won from Anne Russell from Olympian. Letterkenny won the team. Cranford were second and the Shone were third. The 13 boys, it was Keelan McFadden at the front, stayed in front, looked pretty confident today, beginning to get his confidence back, I would suggest. So the young Creasley boy winning it. Mark Galvin was second, he's Letterkenny, and Harry Gallagher, Finn Valley, was third. Valley won in the team, Letterkenny second, and Tyrconnell was third. Then we move to the 15 girls. Ailsa Moore from Lifford-Strabane, who has been showing really good form through the school's athletics and the early season at Finn Valley. And then we had her last week in the Even Age Championships back in Ahiyarn. She won it from Lauren Malloy, and Zara Alexander was third. Lifford-Strabane actually winning the team from Cranford. 15 boys, Cahal O'Donnell from Glenties, runs with Tyrconnell, so a Glenties winner there. And Connor Murphy, Finn Valley, second. And Tiernan McRury was third. He's from the Rosses. Tyrconnell won the team. Valley second, and then is shown third. And getting to the end of it, 17 girls. A great, great run from Sarah Bradley. She's beginning to show true form now. She came from a bit of a distance back, going into the last lap or so to really chase down Nuala Bossy from Olympian, who's again an excellent young athlete. So Sarah will gain really, really, really strong confidence from this performance. So well done to her. She Finn Valley, and Nuala Bossy from Olympia, and Emer O'Brien of Finn Valley was third. The 19 girls, a team victory for Finn Valley, and they were led home by Karen Gallagher. 17 boys, well, again, Sean McGinley from Olympian, 2-4. Jack Holian, he's from obviously from Olympian. Jack Holian, he's from Letterkenny, he was second. And Oisin Toy, Finn Valley, was third. Letterkenny winning the team from Olympia in that one. And finally, the under 18 boys. It was a case of Sam Cole guesting from Derry. He won it. Aaron Cohen from Finn Valley was second. And Oisin Farn from Letterkenny third. A busy, busy day. an excellent day, an excellent organized event. Well done to the Rosses Athletic Club once again, an excellent venue, and always a pleasure to travel into the Rosses and into Mullaghaig for a championship event. So well done to Aidan Gillespie and indeed his team in the Rosses Club on this occasion.
And also there was the New Mills 10K this morning as well, Patsy. A big crowd out for that.
Yes, indeed, and Patrick Brennan showing again good form. He ran, sub 33 last week in Grange to win his father's perpetual cup, the late Paddy Brennan, and he won that last week. And so he was back on the roads and running out of Kenny this week, winning that 10K for Finn Valley athlete, of course, and he beat Danny Mooney and Owen McGinley from Letterkenny. So that's New Mills 10K. The relevance, of course, is as you watch these road races now, the next big challenge for the senior athletes in Donegal is the Donegal Senior on November the 3rd at Finn Valley. And, there's always a bit of a local pride at stake there. So people are watching form right now to see, who's going to take the team, the men's team trophy and indeed the individual trophy. So Patrick Brennan winning the individual today in that New Mills. So he had a good run out and I'm sure he'll put it down to a good training session, really, just.
And a good night on Friday night, I think it was, for Finn Valley AC. You honoured all your international achievers and a lot of them, Patsy.
Yes, there were about 20 of them, who had been involved internationally through the year, and we do this every year, and it's an informal occasion. It's just to say well done, we're proud of you, and just acknowledging the various athletes. So yes, and then we just when we logged it in, 20 athletes who indeed competed in 19 countries over the last season. It adds up to a heck of a busy schedule for a club here in Donegal. But of course, the big outstanding performance was undoubtedly Brendan Boyce. He nailed that performance in Doha, the best ever performance by a Donegal athlete in the history of the sport, at world level. So, his mammy and daddy were there. He's on honeymoon. So it was a good night, really enjoyable, and just a nice night to acknowledge the different athletes, from youth athletes, cross-country athletes, track and field athletes, mountain running, the whole gambit of the sport, masters and seniors. So very, very successful night, yes.
And suppose it, we have to mention it, the marathon, 2 hours for a marathon has been broken by Chepkoji, and I suppose for the first time ever.
Yes, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm sure the question always was, could somebody run? There was a time that we felt that nobody would run sub two. This Kipchoge guy is just unbelievable, and I mean that speaks for itself. But his rate of pace, the fact that he was so strong at the finish. Anybody that saw the finish, his last kilometer on television or anything, it was unbelievable. Of course, very important to point out, it won't be ratified as a record simply because it wasn't the proper event in the sense that it wasn't a run race, a race as such. It was a paced. Every single aspect of the event was looked into in terms of pace and pushing him. But the reality is he was capable of doing it, and he did do it. And then the questions that arise is, how does it compare with a medical student at Oxford who broke the man who broke the 4th-minute mile? How does it compare with some of the other great achievements? We'll have to wait now, possibly, for somebody in a race, in a true run race, to get close to that 2 hours and maybe get under it. And that would be a different kettle of fish. But certainly, Eliud Kipchoge will go down in the annals of history, not only just athletics, but in history, as the first man ever, and such an outstanding performance.